we have a slogan, fall is for planting. Well, I have another, fall is for sitting. Fall brings great weather for sitting on your new deck from Outdoor Living. Are you going to miss the best part of the year because you didn't build or replace your deck? A visit to the Outdoor Living showroom right there at I-44 in Big Bend will show you endless ideas of what you could be enjoying this fall. Materials that'll last forever, easy to maintain, and very good looking. Outdoor Living will build it for you or supply everything you need to do it yourself. Are you going to miss the sitting season thinking about the deck that might have been? Of course not. Give Outdoor Living a call at 314-966-3325, 314-966-3325, or go to their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. And don't leave me sitting out here all alone.
If you've tried refinancing your underwater mortgage and think you can't, think again. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. And at Shore Mortgage, we're refinancing underwater homeowners who were recently turned down by their banks. Call our homeowner hotline right now at 800-523-HOME to learn more. If you owe more than your house is worth, you've got to call Shore Mortgage today. It'll only take you 5 minutes on the phone on our homeowner hotline, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kid's closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, online at WKF.com. Your personal florist since 1883. Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check at Sears Auto Center. See store for details.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Ooh, you have that just rolled out of bed smell.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And Frank, once again, finding himself on assignment. I didn't have this many assignments in all of my education.
No.
He's actually not on assignment today. He's on assignment tomorrow.
So is this practice
medical today?
This is medical. A medical assignment today.
Oh, so he's told people.
Yeah, he did.
About the personality implants. I hope these stick. I really do, because the last one, obviously, were rejected violently.
Yes.
Violently.
He's telling people reduction surgery.
John Carney trying to work his way into the Guinness Book of World Records, my second consecutive show today.
Wow.
And I'd mention it maybe a lot, because on the text line, and I know you guys don't talk about the text line, I was getting things like, I work 10 hours every day. Shut up and stop whining.
Yeah.
That's the kind of love and support, that connection that I have with the listeners.
Yes.
When's Martin coming back? Do I need to drive out to L.A. to pick him up? I will.
They still know he's on the air, right?
Loved your father. Apparently that skips a generation. Thank you.
Oh, that's not very nice.
No, no. So here I am, and I'm sure you guys have a terrific show planned.
Yes. What Tell him, Dan.
Oh, you bet. Dan? We have so much planned. Mike Evans will be on later on today.
I love Mike Evans.
Yeah.
You guys,
he loves you.
You guys hit it off,
that's
man.
That's the farm guy, isn't it?
No, that's Farmer Dave.
Calls Mike up Evans, in the morning.
Who is a Dodger fan, by the way.
Yeah. Another issue.
Yeah.
Of his.
A whole other issue.
For people that don't know, I've probably done this 3 or 4 times, filling in on the show. And one time, Mike Evans was on, and I don't know what happened. He just...
It was your first time, I think, filling in. And
I do the introduction, and the music's playing, and now Mike Evans brought to you by... Blah, 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 and he comes on and says, Who the hell are you?
He's very quirky.
Okay, good start.
Mike's very, very quirky about things.
Yeah. He's not...
I was going to say he was an ass.
Yeah, that's another way you could say it.
You want to go with quirky? All right, quirky. We'll do it. Quirky's fine.
I think Paul's been filling in on Fridays for about 6 months, and Mike's just getting to the point where he can talk back to him.
I don't hear any love affair there. So what time are we being subjected to that?
About 5:35.
Okay. Can't wait.
He's very loyal.
Should be fun. Now, I listen to this show. I'm not blowing smoke here, guys. I do listen to this broadcast.
So we appreciate that.
I want to try, I can tell. I want to try to incorporate some of the things that are already there that you're used to doing, because I don't want to go against the grain. It obviously works very well. It is a wildly popular show. Is that camera still running? We're acting really weird today because Channel 5 is here. And this is the weirdest part. They're doing a feature on Dan.
Yes.
So, wild, isn't it?
I'm assuming we're all being punked right now.
Well, we'll see later.
What I'm thinking. Apparently that old conviction is...
I think I'm being punked.
But they're doing a feature on you because why?
My superstition for Cardinal baseball. And what I started last Wednesday when the Cardinals were in the... Wake up, John. John, wake up. John. You said you weren't going to fall asleep.
No, sorry.
Last Wednesday when the Cardinals were in game 5 against the Pirates, I went on the air and said my band is supposed to play Saturday, and the venue that they were supposed to play said that they would cancel if the Cardinals won Wednesday night. So I wore the shirt, and the shirt, every time I wore this Cardinal shirt, it...
Was a loser.
Was a loser. It was unlucky. It was my most unlucky Cardinal shirt I own.
You know, it's funny, Ian. The game didn't take this long to be played.
I know.
But go ahead.
But you asked.
And I'm listening attentively until the TV station leaves. Then I'm going to make you cry.
So I said I wouldn't be upset if the Cardinals lost for selfish reasons, because I wanted to play music on Saturday night.
Okay.
So the Cardinals ended up winning. I wore the shirt, and then the shirt then became a lucky shirt.
Every time I've worn it, they've won.
You do wash it. It isn't one of those, I don't want to wash the luck out of
this
shirt.
No, I do wash it. The shirt is washed.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Is that the shirt?
The shirt. Yeah, the shirt's in. I'm not wearing it right now.
Not the one that he has on. No, it's
no.
Behind him.
This is not game day.
I don't think you could get lucky in that shirt if you were the only man on the planet.
Oh, you don't like this shirt? Thank you.
No, but I'm not really your type. And it's horizontal stripes, which I don't know if you got the big guy handbook.
I know it's not slimming.
We're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, no. I know. Well, I have lost weight, so.
Have you?
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
Stress.
It's an excellent diet plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Threw himself into the fire. I dropped 30 pounds.
Yeah, you know, after my divorce, I dropped a bunch of weight shortly thereafter, and I got Taco Bell every night, drank a ton of vodka, and was still losing weight. I'm like, this is terrific.
I know.
And then the alimony payments were due, and then I just... Well, I'm glad you got me in a good mood, Dan. I'm ready to just blow my head off right now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But
they won. So they won, and now the shirt has become lucky. I did get one Facebook message from a lady named Sue, who...
apparently a diehard Cardinal fan, and she was not thrilled that Dan was hoping that they lost.
Okay, so they won one game with that shirt on.
They've won four games.
Sorry, because I went out for a bite at the beginning of that story. I must have missed
the They won the clinching game with the Pirates and all three wins.
But it's all this year. It's not like it's been lucky for you for the last 25 years. Or
No, it's just this one.
Just started.
Anyway, there she is. I miss her.
You're not a big sports fan, are you?
Huge. Are you kidding? I have watched 5 games this year.
In your entire life?
Oh. 5 Cardinal games this season.
Now, with them in the playoffs, though, will you sit down and watch the game?
I have watched 5 games this year. They have all been postseason.
Okay.
I didn't watch one game.
Really?
It's like another sport. just like the playoffs in hockey. Start watching when
towards
when
the end
begins.
Of the year when they yeah. when the only games that matter.
Or the last 15 minutes of a college basketball game.
Is it just baseball? Is it just baseball you're not a big fan of, or any sport?
I like dwarf tossing quite a bit.
Well, it's hard to find on television.
So, TV people, when is Dan going to be featured?
Five and six o'clock.
You're going to turn this around in 90 minutes.
Prime time.
5 and 6 o'clock
nice.
Tonight.
Wow.
Watch Dan Strauss on television on Channel 5. News Channel 5, where the news comes first. Hey, wait, I'm going to do the finger thing. The five.
Hey, there you go.
I'm not. It's cuter if I was a six-year-old kid, but
as an adult.
I like the
you
color.
You have the mentality.
Bye, guys. So that was kind of exciting.
Yeah, it was.
What'd you think of that? I missed the interview
pretty
segment
cool.
of it.
Was
that
oh, I got to sit in here for it.
Ian sat in here for it. It was pretty intense.
You know what he just described to you earlier?
No.
You'll get to hear that again.
Yeah. I'm still going to be sitting here.
Pretty
I'm going to miss it. Honey, if you're listening, tape the five
Pretty
and
much.
Six, because we're going to need that for evidence in court in the slander case against Daniel Lucky Shirt.
We have the ability, I think, though. Maybe we can even play it live here on the air.
And people that watch this on the news tonight, here's what I want you to watch for. And it's always nice when you can, you know, get those inside baseball moments like, oh, yeah, they said that was going to happen. Watch when they're filming Dan at the phone. The lights are ringing, but he makes no attempt to pick up any of them, kind of like right now. So,
well, hold on a second here.
Well, they said act natural.
Okay. There is no acting involved here at all.
They say do what you do every day, so that's what he decided to do.
Feel free to call the show and see how long it takes for Sprint or AT&T to say, I'm sorry, the party's unavailable. Don't you have something else to do?
We've run out of ringtones.
314-969- KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. And speaking of phones, I called somebody yesterday, and it picked up, and I said, hello. And then it says, please enjoy the music while the party you're trying to reach is located.
Yes.
And then it's not like, you know, something cool, you know, like some Zeppelin or something. It's smooth. It's Kenny G.
Or Montavani or something.
Wildly Songbird. Overmade it. And so it's like, this is not relaxing. This is not interesting. Wow. That was amazing.
That was good.
Have you tried playing that out of your mouth, though? Because now no one's going to borrow it. Pull your pants up, the TV people.
Yeah, that came out like, I can't believe people are still doing that. It was like 10 years ago. That was the hot technology, was being able to change what people hear when they call you.
But that's irritating, too.
I get it if you're a doctor for like suicide prevention. Here, relax. Some calming music. Don't worry. Someone will be with you shortly. But this was like Martin or something. I mean, it wasn't anybody that, you know.
I don't like that. It's weird.
It was very weird. All right. So about, I don't know, 3 hours ago, I started to say, I listened to this program enough to know that there are some features. And I do want to keep some of the things that are normally there. And he does what's called a Burke segment, I guess, in the beginning. And that's where ask you guys if you have anything to talk about, and it's usually right off the top. First of all, and before we do it, why is it called the Burke segment?
Mr. Burke was Frank's history teacher. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe in Waterloo
High School.
And he would start his class by saying, everybody in the class, all right, we have 15 minutes. Anything you want to talk about, go ahead. But as soon as that 15 minutes ended, he's like, all right, let's get down to business.
Of course, history was different when Frank was in high school. The Dead Sea was still sick. Hello, everybody. The jokes are flying.
But yeah, Mr. Burke would let everybody talk about anything. You could talk about the Cardinals. You could talk about digging a hole in the backyard. You could talk about anything. But as soon as 15 minutes ended, that was it.
On to history. Not a bad idea. So either one of you have anything that you want to talk about?
Yeah, I saw the story today, and my wife actually sent it to me. It's ironically from the Channel 5 website. This couple from, I don't know, they were from Oregon. They're going to Vegas. Do you hear about this?
No.
They were caught on Allegiant Airlines. Disorderly conduct, and each was fined $250. They said it's lewd and lascivious activity. Apparently, they were engaged in oral sex on this on this flight from Oregon to Las Vegas.
Where do you come up with the $250?
Really?
It seems very random, and it doesn't seem like much of a punishment.
No. Well, that's what I was thinking.
And is it the Mile High Club if it's not the actual deed?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think you're a member of the Mile High Club unless you actually do it.
And I guess you always assume it's one gender performing on the other gender, especially with that specific act.
You make it sound so romantic.
Because, well, I'm trying to...
like it's a surgery. One gender performing on the other gender.
I'm trying to be nuts, is it? But with that act, you know, you always think of the woman, because I would think
he
came
out with pools.
You would need more space otherwise, right?
Now you're talking angles and mathematics.
You need more space.
You're making it really high. I'm getting really turned on by this. You should work for a 900 number.
It's really kind of irritating, I guess, if you're like in the three seats there in the row, if you're like the one person and you're like, what are you guys? Oh, my. What's
yeah, and apparently the
this couple's going at it, and you're in the middle seat. Sir, could you get off my keys, please?
Apparently, the flight attendants warned them multiple times, so this was going on for a while. I guess, what do you do? What do you do if you're a flight attendant? How do you stop? I mean, you don't get involved, right? You just have everybody turn their heads if you're up in the air. Who's going
to? I don't know, and only a couple of people are going to be able to see it going on.
Right. Yes.
Because of the way that seats are.
Well, probably most of the guys got up and walked over.
Apparently they were all in the upright position, if you know what I mean.
Yes, doing the five-year-old where you're turned around on the opposite way of your seat with your with your elbows on the back of it.
What's going on over here?
What's this airline again?
Allegiant. Allegiant Airlines.
And they were flying to Vegas.
To Vegas. From Oregon.
Which, you know, in Vegas, you can do that in the elevator in the lobby. I think they encourage it.
That's right.
They thought they were flying from Oregon to get it.
Oh, and too bad the TV station's gone, because that would have been some great...
Yeah, it's funny stuff.
That'd have been a great shot right there.
Yeah, so they didn't even have to go to the hearing. They were not required, and the lawyers took their plea, and so...
I would pay the $50 just to have the story.
Yeah, I know. Wild. That's pretty cool.
I was on a flight once, and no, this is not, and I was getting serviced. I was on a flight once, and coming back to my seat, I walked by a guy who's sitting there, and he's got a suit on, business guy, and he's got his eye thing on the table or his laptop, whatever it was, and he was watching porn.
That's another one.
It wasn't like tastefully done. Soft core Spice Channel.
It was as bad as you could
think
get.
They call it the Spice Channel.
Hardcore?
No, yeah. This was
hardcore.
This was pickup trucks and,
wow,
you know, blankets. And yeah, it was like he might have been in it.
Oh.
And, you know, I like wanted to stop and say, oh, I love this next scene.
Was he trying to conceal it a little bit?
No, he was just there. And this has happened to me on the roadway at a stoplight looking over another car, and you can tell if somebody's watching a movie because just that particular color kind of...
Oh, I've seen that one time.
And I'm at a stoplight, I look over, that's not a grandfather eating ice cream. That's on Golden Blonde. I know what movie he's watching.
But they actually, people have gotten in trouble for doing that because if...
Yeah, you can get you can get pulled over for that because it's...
It's probably more than $250 too, so you're better off getting serviced on
getting up in
what
the
airline?
Air.
Allegiant.
Getting up in the air.
They
Allegiant
should
airline.
Put that in the ads.
Yeah. Allegiant
Do
Air.
Do you like some peanuts or a complimentary soft drink? No, I'll have what he's having over there. That could work out. It
he
is
pull out on time.
Three.
Oh my goodness.
Really, really, Dan. Well,
that needed to be the capper.
I know now why Frank leaves all the time. I've been here 32 minutes, and I'm embarrassed for you. And I apologize, folks. Channel 5 is now going to replace that segment with a dog grooming firm in South Grand. Another fascinating tale. All right, we got business to attend to. I'm sure of that. So let's knock out the business. We'll come back. Apparently, phones are big. On Thursdays, I won't stand in the way of a good conversation, although I have been. 969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Some pet issues I have, although I don't have one. My issues with pet owners and going overboard. We'll talk about that in just a few. And, of course, Mike Evans coming up in a while, and we are Clevelandless.
Yes, we are Clevelandless.
So where's Bill?
Yeah. He's doing. He's out traveling, doing an on-the-road segment type of thing. He was going to Branson, Tulsa, and Dallas.
He's like the new Charles Kuralt.
Yeah. I just kind of figured the hall monitor at Boys Town wouldn't let him use the phone. Be my guess. 3:33, it's a large morning show in the afternoon. John Carney filling in. Quick break. We'll be back in a moment. Hang on.
And let's see how traffic's rolling along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got to let you know, Dan, you missed a really good time this afternoon. You had to teach, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it was finals today.
Oh, okay.
I did. Forgot all about that.
Got to let the people know that we once worked at WMRY, and we had a reunion today, and it was pretty good. Some of the names you saw there were great.
You guys know the mic's on, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, because if I'm going 8 miles an hour on Highway 40, this story is not wildly amusing to me right now. Just saying. You know, I'm just filling in, but trying to keep the flow going.
There's a flow?
Yeah, there is no flow.
All right. Hey, looks like we've got the Cambridge still shut down westbound, and that's till 5 p.m. Then things will open back up. We do have some slow traffic on southbound 270 Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, about the only slowdown I could find is from west of the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, and we're looking at westbound 70 just now starting to get slow right around Mid Rivers Mall Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. It's easy getting used to the pillow top beds at La Quinta Inns and Suites. It's even easier getting used to scoring the lowest La Quinta rate when you book at LQ.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This Saturday, our hot 6-0 Mizzou Tigers take on the Florida Gators. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. The yard sale is from 6 to 8, followed by Straight Talk and Retirement. Mizzou football pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the game begins at 11:20. At 4 p.m., it's America's Wealth Management, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 5. Growing Green at 7 p.m., the Inside Out shows at 8, and Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night caps it off at 9 p.m. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dan Brown here from the law firm of Brown & Brown. You know our law firm. My brother's Ed Brown, who wears an eye patch. If you or a loved one has had transvaginal mesh or bladder sling surgery, you may have a legal claim. Also, if you've taken the drug Lipitor and then obtained type 2 diabetes, you may have a claim as well. To learn more, you can visit our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or you can speak with an attorney at Brown & Brown. In Missouri, our phone number is all threes. 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all eights, 888-8888. So remember, if you had transvaginal mesh surgery or obtained type 2 diabetes after taking Lipitor, call our office now for a free consultation. Go to brownlawoffice.com, or in Missouri, dial all threes. In Illinois, dial all eights. And at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
I have a question for you. What two flooring companies have been a St. Louis favorite since 1939? Give Up? Karastan and Midwest Floor, that's who. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president and CEO of Midwest Floor. For years, Midwest Floor and Karastan have teamed together to make the month of October National Karastan Month. If you have ever dreamed of owning a Karastan carpet, now is the time. Karastan, quite simply, makes the finest carpets made in America. And Midwest Floor is a Karastan gallery dealer, which means you will find no better selection of Karastan products anywhere. And during National Karastan Month, you'll find all Karastan carpets and rugs at significant savings. Plus, you'll receive a rebate directly from Karastan for up to $1,000. So drop by during National Karastan Month for great savings. Plus, up to $1,000 cash back rebate at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-400-3757. That's 1-800-400-3757. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757. 1-800-400-3757.
The government shutdown, the debt ceiling, volatile stock markets, low interest rates. Are you concerned about preserving your assets and creating an income in these uncertain times?
Hi, this is Laurie and Ken Heisey. At Heisey Advisory Group, we specialize in asset preservation and income planning. Call us today at 314-909-1116 to schedule a no-obligation consultation that will address your concerns. That's 314-909-1116. Heisey Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Tell us, what happened out there?
I just had to keep driving forward. I knew the game plan, and I was rewarded because of it.
What was the key play?
Using my BP driver rewards card when I filled up to save on gas on the way to the game.
Do you use regular
BP driver rewards? Become a member today and receive an instant 10 cent per gallon reward that you can use on your first fill up. Sign up now at bpdriverrewards.com. Single use only. Rewards good for up to 20 gallons. Terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details and participating locations.
I'm working two jobs and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. Terry Hall here, and I want to remind you, This Week in Real Estate is on this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. That's right, from 5 to 7 p.m. We'll discuss real estate investing, which type of loan fits you best, how to purchase tax-delinquent properties, and, of course, anything you wish to call in about. So join me for This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall this Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is there a point to that?
What's that, the song?
Dancing Queen?
No,
yeah. Okay.
Is this a regular feature, like a drag queen of the week that we talk to? I'm sorry, I do. You caught me. I thought maybe you knew. Outing me on the show. Hello! Frank's out. John Carney filling in. Ian, you know. Dan Strauss, also know. Star of radio and television. 5 and 6 o'clock tonight. You want to know more in depth about Dan's wardrobe? Be sure to catch it. TiVo it, whatever you do.
On Channel 5.
And I guess it's Paul tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Paul's here tomorrow,
yeah.
So Frank doesn't hit the airwaves again until Monday.
That's right.
Our number's here, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. I want to get to some pet stories here in a little bit, just because it's just too weird. It's the first time I've been petless in my life.
Really?
So I have nothing against, but I have 4 and 5 year old boys. I might as well have a cage full of orangutans.
Yeah.
I don't really need any pets. And they're all like, can we get a dog? Can we get a cat? I'm like, you know what? When everybody can poop in the bathroom, when it's time for that, then we'll go to the APA and we'll load up the vehicle. But until then, no. And I've had to be at my wife caves. I let them get hermit crabs. That's really it.
Cause oh, yeah.
I got a great Cajun recipe for when they're dead.
Oh. How long do those things live for? Have you had them for a while?
So far, we've had them about 8 months.
Wow. Do they paint the shells and everything?
they're crabs. How do they hold a paintbrush, dude? Think about what you're saying.
Oh, no. I mean, your kids paint the shells of the hermit crabs.
I know, like the curtain.
The crabs are like, painting.
Look, I pimped my ride on the...
Because I usually see them in that, I don't know what store in the mall sells them, but some of them have painted shells.
Yeah. They do. Hey, Bob, bring that scaffolding over here.
Our crabs actually like to work with clay and some in metals, you know, but not a lot of painting. Yeah, we bought the ones. One's a Batman shell, and then there's another one that's something else. And why are they always Middle Eastern people?
What?
Oh, that store?
Selling hermit crabs at the mall kiosk. And whether you're at South County, whether you're at the Galleria, they all seem to be of Middle Eastern descent.
Oh, a lot of those kiosks are, yeah, I would agree with that. Not just that one, but most of them. The just cell phone one.
Vietnamese women, do they come to this country thinking, I know I can get a nail job.
Yep.
But I don't know why that is. I mean, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but
no,
just seems like particular fields are tied up with, you know, and why are radio management people primarily Satanists? Okay, 343, primarily, not here. Hi, Jim.
Hi, John.
How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good.
You doing good?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
I was just concerned that you covered that story on Allegheny Airlines. You know, there is another airline, a national one, that encourages that type of behavior.
Another airline that encourages improprieties
of sorts? Yeah, haven't you ever heard of Ireland's airline, Aer Lingus?
I haven't, but boy, that was a long way to go.
Well, I forgot you're married.
all right, now he gets funny. Did you understand what he was referring to?
Yeah,
okay, because he was looking very perplexed.
I was just saying, well, why Ireland?
Let me take a look at this flowchart and diagram I've made for you to explain it. Hello, Lance.
Hi, John. I just wanted to tell you, I'm an old-time fan of yours. I retired back in 07. And next to the large morning show in the afternoon, it was Two Johns, No Waiting, was the most enjoyable program. You guys were a hoot. And I have it, when I retired, I no longer listen to the radio in the evening, but I just want to tell you how much enjoyment you guys gave me. What happened to John Grayson? Is he still on airwave somewhere?
I ate him.
We had a
crash in the mountains, and it took him several days to rescue us, so I cooked him, and I ate him.
Well, okay. Well, as long as it's good, that works for me. Okay. But I just want to tell you, I really enjoyed that particular show. You guys,
I don't want to kick a gift horse in the mouth here, Lance, and it's very nice of you to say, but I haven't worked with that guy for 3 years. By the way, he is still on the radio. He's actually on several stations around the country now and doing a great job, John Grayson.
That's great.
But it was 3 years ago, and I've been broadcasting every day since, to which you've made no reference to whatsoever. So
no,
I haven't,
John, because I haven't been listening to the radio. I didn't know you were on until I tuned in Frank Early one day last week. I didn't know if you were on that Gag Yak Hurl other station, but you know, I just lost track of it.
Yak Hurl. No, I think I hit my year here in June, and they just moved me to days about 6 weeks ago because they were out of people to fire. So
well,
there you go.
I'll tell you what, you're always pleasant to listen to, and I always enjoyed your show. You guys played off one another and real well, and of course you were the anchor. You were what kept it good, what kept it together.
Well, that's what he was waiting for.
Okay, here's our payoff. God, how long do I have to keep this guy on the phone before he says you're awesome?
That's
dude.
What he was waiting for.
Ooh, you guys weren't helping any. I noticed. Dan and I had a little act together in the 90s.
Yeah. That's what I heard yesterday, you talking about.
On this frequency.
Yes, and I left here to work for the Dorseys in the cornfield and then ended up coming back to this frequency. This is my third time on 550. Can you believe that?
That's craziness.
And what do I have to show for it? Nothing. Mm-mm. TV comes here and they film you.
And my first job was over in the cornfield after everybody was gone already. It was
at WIBV in Belmont.
It was all syndicated shows at that
How
point.
About
Everybody
that
had already.
That
switched
was the
over.
Biggest trailer I've ever worked.
I used to because I would work midnight to 9 on Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh,
and did that for a couple months, and then you know just. Being by yourself in that place, and, you know, because it's out in the middle of nowhere, right. From midnight to 9 every weekend. So I started taking my dog with me because there's nobody else in the building. You know, nobody know that a dog was there. Right. So yeah. So I started doing that every weekend.
And so you and your dog did a show.
Right? He yeah. would get mad though because he knew at about 10:45 when I would leave to go over there that he was in for a long night of not being able to sleep. So yeah, he would not be too happy about it towards the end there when. Before I
yeah, stopped. Only job I had where the news break at the top of the hour, I would go outside and have a cigarette, and I would take an apple to the horse yes. because it backed up to a farm, and yeah. I really would. You know, so we'd be talking to national celebrities, and then to go out and give an apple to a horse.
It was very interesting.
It's like a sitcom. All right, let me talk about pets for a minute. I was at Target. Looking for costumes with the boys, and they got theirs. I have my costume now, by the way, for my party, which is coming up.
What is it?
Coming to the party on the 25th, Friday night?
I've heard about your party.
Are you going?
I don't know what we're doing that night.
You're going to find out more about it.
This is the first I heard.
Our organizer is going to join us. So here's my costume. I got a mime costume. I got the striped shirt. I got the bandana for my neck.
Beret.
The little French.
Is it kind of like a
the
beret?
The beret, yeah. The hat. And the suspenders. But I'm not doing the Marcel white face thing. I'm painting my face like Gene Simmons.
Really?
You know what I'm going to be?
What?
French kiss.
My God.
Was a drummer out giving an apple to a horse?
Yeah. He had to come back.
He just threw the stick in the window, hoping to hit the snare. All right. So I'm at Target getting stuff for the kids. And there is an entire aisle in the Halloween stuff. An aisle of costumes for Halloween for your pets.
Oh, yes. Sure.
I know.
I have people in my family that have... dressed up pets before.
And dress your whole chihuahua up like yeah. Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the vampire for the Great Dane. And, you know, I'm all for pets.
And they love it, too.
My mom and dad's pug has been Dorothy from Wizard of Oz before.
Dorothy?
I bet you're glad you don't have to wear that outfit anymore. I'm getting out of here as soon as I can get an apartment. These red shoes are killing me.
And then the humans, one of the humans are Toto, right? Is Toto?
Oh, no, I didn't even think of that.
That's a good idea.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
So you've got bakeries that do nothing but make baked goods that are pet treats.
Yep.
And I'm just, it's been, like I said, it's been a while since I've had a pet, but it seems like we've kind of gone a little
crazy
overboard.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
In California, they tried to pass legislation that you're not a pet owner, you are a guardian.
What?
Because owner makes it sound a little too indentured, I guess.
And it's bothering the animals?
Apparently.
Oh, how about the kennels? You can go to pet hotels that have TVs in every room.
Kitty condos.
Sure.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
certain neighborhoods, well, you can make a lot of money with any business related to pets.
Kennelwood has the yappy hour where the dogs get out and like hump each other and then go back to their cells or whatever. So
pet braces, dog braces.
You want to make him feel more like a member of the family. And I never understood any of that, but this one is what put me over the top. I read a story on PR Newswire. And according to this survey, and they don't say how many people they talk to, but 15% of them, and these are cat owners and cat owners only, admit they have tasted their cat's food.
Mm. No. No.
Yep.
I wish they did.
You have?
No, I haven't.
I wish they did, but they didn't ask why the people tried the cat's food. We got to assume to see if it was suitable for the cat, but how would you know?
Really?
You know, or is my dog going to like this? Well, I don't know. He's over there licking himself. Do you think that sandwich might be okay? Let's get him on Allegheny Air immediately.
And hopefully it's not that wet, the canned food, because, oh, there's not a worse smell in the world than that.
Not too many things in life give me a gag reflex.
Yeah.
The sound of Rush Limbaugh and the smell of cat or dog food makes me dry heave. I mean, oh. Like I had to show you what dry heaving was. I'm sorry I did that. That was stupid, and I apologize.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, good. That's right. This is the Frank Show. You've got those here. But, yeah, I was stunned. I mean, because I can't think of anything more disgusting than pet food. But I will give it to the advertising people. My God, they make it look great on those commercials.
Oh, they do.
The fancy feast, and it's on the silver dish, and we use the fresh chicken. I'm thinking, I don't eat that well.
Chipped beef and gravy.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm hungry now. All right. So maybe we'll talk to some pet owners and see how far they go. See, the problem is they're not going to think whatever behavior it is wrong. But just what have you been called out on before? Like your pet. You know, a lot of people don't do that with their pets. And Dan, don't go there. Don't fight it. Fight it. They'll yank you off the 5 and 6.
Okay.
Your big TV chance.
I'm fighting it.
Yes, Dan, welcome.
Hey, did you work for the Dorseys near Morrow, Illinois?
Morrow, Illinois.
I don't think we were in Belleville.
Oh, I don't know if they're related or not. I was just curious. I know Dorseys from that area.
It was a radio station.
Oh, yeah, I think the Dorseys here are related to the ones in, well, they could be in Morrow. I'm not sure.
No, right. One of the few stations I missed, but now that we have that solved, that's good. All right, do we have to take care of some more? We only stopped once.
Yes, we have another break.
All right, yeah. Let's do that because it's getting close to news time. And we'll come back, talk some more. It is the Thursday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And, you know, Ian and Dan and Frank's on assignment, and Paul will be here tomorrow. I'm John Carney, and I just happen to be in the building. So it worked out for everybody except for you, the listener. So we'll be back in just a bit. Hang tight. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you've got an accident there working at Lindbergh near Highway 270. There's another one in South City at Morgan Ford at Seibert. We're also looking at heavy traffic now on southbound 270 from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 slows in that stretch between the Science Center and McCausland. Looks like we're heavy again from Ballas through Mason and from the Spirit overpass out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, just a little off the pace between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Eastbound 270, you're now slowing from Lindbergh through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. There are over 800 La Quinta Inns and Suites to choose from, but there's only one place to get the lowest rates for all of them. Book their unbeatable rates at LQ.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock. PermaJack, 636-225-2553.
The 6 o'clock news. It's great to watch. Unless you're in your car in traffic. The Big 550 KTRS and KTBI Fox 2 have the solution. Beginning Monday, November 4th, KTRS will simulcast the Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller to give you the ability to get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports while you're on your way to wherever you're going. The Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller, followed by The Big Sports Show with Hadley and Heuer at 6:30 on The Big 550 KTRS.
At Advance Auto Parts, saving big and winning big are your advance advantage. Right now, 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional oil and a filter are just $21.99. You can put that oil in your Ford Mustang GT. Don't have one? Well, you could when you enter to win a Mustang GT from Castrol, valued at $40,000. Plus, save on Castrol oil. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
No purchase necessary to enter. See store for details. Visit CastrolAdvanceSweeps.com for more info.
In the fall, mills close out their excess inventory, and now we've got the deals at Lumber Liquidator's second annual fall flooring yard sale. All floors are on sale, like clearance flooring from 19 cents a square foot and laminate from 39 cents. Beautiful bamboo from 139. Pre-finished hardwood from just 159. Plus special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you'll love our fall flooring yard sale. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
This Saturday, our hot 6-0 Mizzou Tigers take on the Florida Gators. To accommodate, we're shuffling around some of your favorite Saturday shows. The yard sale is from 6 to 8, followed by Straight Talk and Retirement. Mizzou football pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. and the game begins at 11:20. At 4 p.m., it's America's Wealth Management, followed by This Week in Real Estate at 5. Growing Green at 7 p.m., the Inside Out shows at 8, and Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night caps it off at 9 p.m. It's a Saturday lineup to look forward to on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your next direct flight to Orlando, take the hassle-free, low-fare, charter line free parking way to fly. Allegiant Airline at Mid-America Airport. Book your flight at flymidamerica.com. Sponsored by the Tourism Bureau, Illinois South.
Get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.